Special snowflakes. I've often heard from people who are uncomfortable with my blog who have said to me, you talk about how everyone is a special snowflake. I think that that's dangerous. There's way too much of that positive nonsense in the world. Some people just aren't. And that makes me very sad because we are all special snowflakes, but not in one leap. No one is in one leap, in tiny drip, drip, drip. One of the stories that I've told is about giving a talk to about 1,000 educators. And afterwards, there was a Q&A session with a small group. And one woman raised her hand. She was close to retirement, and you could see that she had spent a long time in the higher education world. And she raised her hand and she said, you know, it's fine for people like you to talk about all these special snowflakes and talk about all these people who can solve interesting problems and do work that matters. She said, but I work at a community college, and the college I run, we have to let in everyone. And she says, let me tell you something. Those people are never going to do work that matters. And the sooner we let them know that, the sooner they won't be disappointed. And on stage, I started crying. I'm crying now thinking about it, that this woman who had been entrusted with these people who could become as special as they were able to, thought that her best service to them was reminding them that what they ought to do is eat the marshmallow, that what they ought to do is settle for what they've been given and follow instructions with a hammer over and over and over again. But there's nothing in the data that indicates that's true. There's nothing that says that going to a famous college guarantees that you're going to do great work. In fact, there's no correlation there. There's nothing that says that people who have parents who are well off are smarter. They're not. It's merely the choices that we make along the way, the stories we are told, and the stories we tell ourselves. You know, Frank Lloyd Wright would like us to believe, unlike Red, Frank Lloyd Wright would like us to believe that you have to be gifted. You know, his whole mantra was, I'm gifted, I'm special, I'm unique. You cannot do this at home and you should not try. Even if you're my client, you should say nothing because I am the only person who can do this. But others realize that the only thing artists have in common is that we make art. That's the only thing we have in common, that it is not something that we are born with genetically. There was a conference in 1927 called the Solvay Conference, named after a physicist. And the Solvay Conference assembled physicists from all over the world. Marie Curie was there. Albert Einstein was there. Niels Bohr, who invented the atom. He didn't really invent it. He just named it. They were all there. And I have a picture of it, which I adore. And the thing about it is, 17 people in the picture won the Nobel Prize in physics. And almost everyone won the Nobel Prize after the photo was taken. You didn't get invited because you won the Nobel Prize. You won the Nobel Prize because you got invited. Because people looked around the table and said, yeah, I'm in this group. I belong here. And that understanding totally changes the way we deal with the cliff that's right in front of us. So it's something I wrote. I'll read it to you. When you're sitting right on the edge of something daring and scary and creative and powerful and perhaps wonderful, and you blink and take a step back, that's the moment between you and remarkable. Most people blink. Most people get stuck. All the hard work and preparation and daring and luck is nothing compared with the ability to not blink. And the only person who can decide that is you.